Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Please remember to visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/power, the letter N, God Ministries. You can also visit us on Instagram at www.instagram.com/PowerForGodMinistry. And please remember to visit us on x.com or twitter.com/ministriespage. Please have a wonderful day. You can also email us at powerinGodMinistries@gmail.com. Also, email us at chriskansonjr.com. Thank you and enjoy the program that is already in progress. Coming up is Minister Justin Reed exalting glory to his name. That again was
Minister Justin Reed, exalting glory to his name. If you want more on this dynamic man of God, please, please, please visit his social media. All of them are entitled The Fresh Gentleman. He is on Facebook at The Fresh Gentleman. He is on Instagram at The Fresh Gentleman. And he is on TikTok as The Fresh Gentleman. Also, you can you can visit his website at www.justinreed.com. www.justinreed.com. We do so thank you. Great time of the day to you, for those of you who are listening to Power in God, the podcast. This is your listening station for inspiration. I just made that up, y'all. But we just want to thank you for joining us on today. Today on the show, we are going to talk about what to do when you don't. What to do when you don't. And we go through so many trials in life and so many tests in life that God will get our attention in the middle of it. Right there in the middle of it. Isaac Carey spoke those words so eloquently when he made the song In the Middle of It. And if you're looking for a topical scripture for this particular podcast, is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And today's topic is what to do when you don't. So the first thing we want to learn of what to do when you don't, number one, is talk it out. Don't get on the phone complaining with such and such and so. Don't get on the phone gossiping. Don't get on the phone venting to others. The psalmist in the old hymn said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry. He will answer by and by. I can hear the little prayer wheel turn, and I can feel the fire burning because I had a little talk with Jesus and I made it right. So if you want to know what to do when you don't want to do, number one is talk it out. And the words don't have to be eloquent in prayer. Just talk to Jesus like you gossip on the phone, or talk to Jesus like you talk to your friend in the streets. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Then number two is listen. Listen to his words and listen to gospel music. I find that gospel music's uplifting. Gospel music is inspiring. Gospel music is life to the dead soul. So I find that when I listen to gospel music, it brings me joy. It brings me peace. It brings me comfort. So number one was talk it out. Number two was listen. Number three is read. Read inspirational books. Read motivational articles. Read. As the saying goes in preschool, in elementary school, reading is fundamental. So we learn to not only read inspirational articles, read things that inspire and things that uplift, but we also read the Word of God. We also read the Word of God, for the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So we need to hear, we need to listen, we need to read the pages of the Word of God. Technology has become so vast that we can pick up our cell phones and download a Bible app on our cell phones and download inspirational articles, inspirational quotes, but we need to actually pick up a book and read. One of my favorite books that I love is T.D. Jakes. If you're a guy and you're going through emotions that you can't tell your wife, that you can't tell your mother, that you can't even tell your friends, read the book Emotions. My mom gave me that book, and I read it completely through. And y'all, guys, men, boys, if you need an outlet, that is a great read. T.D. Jakes makes great reads. And I want to encourage you all, if you know of any great reads that you would like for me to read, as in reading inspirational things, please email me at chriskasonjr1@gmail.com and give me your good reads, guys or women. Whatever you think is a good inspirational read, please send it to me. Thank you. The next one in What to Do When You Don't is Be Quiet. Be quiet. And I'm not saying close your mouth and don't say, well, I'm lying. Excuse me, this is a spiritual broadcast, but excuse me, y'all. Yes, I do mean be quiet in the literal sense. But when I say be quiet, I'm saying don't share a lot of what you're doing, or don't share a lot of what you're going through with people, because people are not always going to applaud you. People are not always going to pat you on the back. People are not always going to congratulate you for the things that you do. There are going to be some people who are going to pray against the very thing that you're doing. So that's why I say be quiet. Don't share all of your information. Don't let people know about the victories that are in your life, because there are some jealous people in life. Meditate, read the Word, think about good things. The Bible declares in the book of Psalms, I believe, or it may be in the book of Proverbs. The Bible declares, whatsoever is of good report, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is worthy, whatsoever is of praise, think on these things. So the Bible declares that we ought to think on good things. And it also says in the book of Colossians to set your affections on the things above and not the things on the earth. Set your affections on the things above and not on the things of the earth. So we are to just be quiet. The Bible also declares in the book of Ecclesiastes that there's a time to speak and a time to be quiet. So we are to just, in this season of life, there are some things that God commands us to be quiet on, to not say, to not voice aloud. Be quiet. So Last but not least, number five, what to do when you don't go for it. Go for it. If there's anything in life, you must learn to go for it. If you want to get married, if you want to start a business, if you want to do a clothing line, if you want to do an online store, whatever is in your craft, whatever is in your hand, the Bible declares that whatever you do, make sure it's for the glory of God. Whatsoever you do, do it as if you're doing it unto God. That is what the Bible declares in the book of 2 Corinthians. Whatever you do, do it as if you're doing it unto the Lord. So we are so graciously thankful for you tuning in to Power in God Ministries, the podcast. This is Sunday, May the 12th. Oh, I almost forgot. Excuse me, y'all. To all the mothers out there on today, we wish you a happy Mother's Day. You know, mothers are very vital to the household. Fathers are the head, but mothers are the neck. If it's not for the neck, the head cannot turn. So we need the neck of the mothers to be able to drive forth the house. A mother is a nurturer. A mother is a caregiver. A mother is an advisor. A mother is a sous chef. A mother is a hairdresser. A mother is a chauffeur. There are so many roles that a mother plays in the lives of their child. I am the firstborn to my mother, Tara Lynn Ori Suber, and if she's listening, Mom, I want to wish you a happy, happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for me and for the rest of us as your sons and your daughters. We thank you, Mom, for what you do for us, and I love you, love you, love you so much. I want to say to mothers who are single mothers, this strikes a chord for me. I want to say to mothers who are single mothers raising children, be strong. Be strong in the power of His might. Let me get off of that subject, because that's just going to lead into a whole nother show. But starting tomorrow, I am going to do afternoon tea tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I may be out, but I'm going to do a live broadcast via my vehicle. And we're going to talk about mothers and the strength of mothers, because mothers are very strong, y'all. And I'm gonna say, for those of you who have a mother and you might have not appreciated the things that she's done for you, that's a dangerous thing. Let me get off of that. I'm just gonna get off of that. And we're going to close. Stay tuned for messages regarding the ministry. But before we close, I'm going to say a quick prayer and just thank God for the value of mothers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of gathering. We thank you for realizing what to do when we don't want to do. But Lord, we thank you for recognizing your presence, for recognizing your stability in our life. Father, We want to say thank you for our mothers. We want to say thank you for the contribution that mothers make to our lives. And even for those who have lost their mother, even for those who don't have a physical birth mother, Lord, we thank you that you said in your word that you would be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. So God, we thank you for your presence in being our mothers. Lord, we also want to applaud the single fathers who have played mothers to their children. Lord, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for the stability of their strength in raising that daughter, in raising that son. Lord, we thank you. Even for the single mothers in their strength, even for the married mothers, Lord, we thank you. And we ask that as they celebrate their special day, God, we pray that gifts are rained. We pray that love is rained. We pray that joy is rained upon our mothers of the United States of America. Did you know that there are 38,000 mothers in the U.S. alone? 38,000. But God, we thank you for your gracious gift of a mother. And we bless you for the serenity and the health of our mothers. The Bible declares in 3 John 1 verse 2 that you wish that we prosper in you as our soul would prosper. Lord, we give you praise. And we give you strength for giving us the greatness of a mother. Tune in today for afternoon tea on Facebook, where we'll give knowledge to the gift of a mother. Amen. That's going to be the topic for today's show, being that today we celebrate our mothers, being that today we celebrate moms. Afternoon tea will go on from 4 to 6 p.m. today. That will be the broadcast that's going to be on Facebook. Then on tomorrow, Monday, we will delve deeper into mothers. And we're going to say celebrity mothers. I'm going to give you a list of celebrity mothers, and we're going to see how they've affected their children. Amen. So make sure you tune in today between 4 to 6 p.m. where we delve into the gift of mothers on afternoon tea. So, we thank you, and as I say on this and at the end of everything regarding Power in God Ministries, plug into your power, and God love you so much. Be blessed. Stay tuned for messages regarding the ministry. Love you. Be blessed. That's all for today's podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please tune in to the next episode. You can email us at poweringodministries@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at christopherconjr
www.wixite.com/powerfulgodministry. Also, you may call our 24-hour consultant line / prayer line at 803-357-0336. Thank you for joining us, and please remember to plug into your power in God.